it is 95% certain that human activity is the dominant cause of global warming, according to the first part of a new climate report issued by the United Nations Climate Panel. The report is the first of three studies that together will form a consultative document for future climate policy. The second part will focus on the effects of global warming, and the third on measures that could be taken to combat it. Joanna Bostock asked one of the report's contributing authors, Yuri Rogel, about the conclusion of the first part of the study and whether it will be enough to convince the climate skeptics. Those climate skeptics.
It is extremely likely that human influence has been the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century. Scientists based this assessment on various sources of evidence, extended observational data sets, or multiple studies that use different methods. And so it's actually this multitude and these multiple lines of evidence that together provide the scientific backbone of this increased confidence. Healthy skepticism is an essential part of the scientific process. In terms of whether it will convince the climate skeptics and climate deniers have been very effective in the past in choosing exactly those studies of, or even those data points that suit their cause and ignoring all the rest. So I guess that probably they will continue to do so.
Now, the report also says that warming has slowed down. So what does that actually mean in terms of the likely scenarios that the planet is going to be facing in the future?
The report indeed mentions that in the past 15 years, the trend in temperatures has been lower than the previous 30 to 60 years. At the same time, the report highlights that the last three decades, each of them have been higher than all the other decades in the observational record. So these lower trends at short timescales are fluctuations for which there are different explanations. For example, internal variability of the climate, the cooling effect of smaller volcanic eruptions, or a downward phase of the solar cycle. Now, such fluctuations are expected, but they cannot be predicted. And it's also expected that the warming trend will continue further in the future. Now, the report highlights that emissions of carbon dioxide have to become virtually zero. So it still means that we will have to reduce our emissions of carbon dioxide to zero.
That sounds like quite a tall order.
It is indeed, but if carbon dioxide emissions are not eliminated, warming is indeed projected to continue further and exceed the 2 degrees threshold by the end of the century, and in some cases actually already much earlier. And for example, if we don't do anything at all on the emission reduction front, temperature rise is expected to exceed even 4 degrees by the end of the century.
FM Fear.
Reality check.